So you've heard the old story of the little boy who ran away to the circus. Well, now for this Veterans Day, the story of some young men as early as 1939 who ran away to join a war effort that their country wasn't even involved in. This is the story of at least 22 American men who enlisted before the U.S. got involved in World War II on the side of the British, combatants for a foreign power and American fighters for a cause they believed in under the British flag. The story is told in the new book, Passport Not Required. Author Eric Dietrich Berryman joins us. He's a retired U.S. Navy commander. And with us in the studio is Diantha Parker, granddaughter of one of those Americans serving with the British. First of all, Eric Dietrich Berryman, Passport Not Required. That phrase is actually part of the story. Explain.
When the process of getting themselves to Britain to join the Royal Navy was in train, the British side had to organize the paperwork. No one travels without travel documents. And the ministry in London sent out a letter to the prospective volunteers, which said in part that if you make your way up to Halifax to be commissioned, you'll be sent to Britain, and a passport is not required.
Hmm. And what were these folks risking as they left their home country to go fight for Europe, and who were they?
Well, they were risking their lives, and in some cases, they lost their lives. They were risking their well-being, too. Some were wounded. Legally, they were risking their freedom as U.S. citizens, and the loss of that citizenship. And then you ask me, who were they? Well, they were not boys. They were grown men, and men who could and did think this thing through from first to last. The oldest one was 51 years old.
Wow.
The youngest one was 26.
You know, and they're well-educated. They come from almost a patrician class, it seems, many of them. It's almost a Napoleonic impulse to run to Europe to fight in this war, not so much of the American century. And looking back to a certain extent, one of those was your grandfather, Diantha Parker. How was this story told in your family?
Well, you know, I grew up knowing a lot about my grandfather sort of as a father figure, you know, who he was. My father used to tell all kinds of stories about him, just what he was like in the house and so on. And it was known in the family that he had done this, but it was so long ago, because I'm much, much younger, obviously,
yes,
than he would have been, that it was only about 15 years ago when we got a call, actually, from Eric and from some of the other people who were working on the book and said, are you the son of John Parker, this man who joined up illegally? And my dad was like, sure, but, you know, it was years ago. I mean, and it was just, it hadn't really been talked about as much.
What did the story mean to you as a granddaughter of the idea, here's this fellow who leaves his family to go fight a war under a flag that's not his, risking his life, as Eric Berryman suggests, and losing it?
I have to say, it's something that, you know, my father did a similar thing. My father fought for the Canadians, and the two of them went to fight for a foreign power together. So it was something that I knew about that my father had done, and the fact that they had done this together, that's a whole other story. But I knew that that was something that the family had done, and my father had survived and my grandfather hadn't. And he just, you know, he always struck me as somebody who was incredibly brave, and this meant a great deal to him. Mm. He had fought in the first war, and he wanted to go and just finish it.
Eric, you know, we talk on Veterans Day about service to country as what veterans have given. In this case, though, these are men who have a sense of right and wrong that goes beyond individual country. Describe what that's about.
Well, yes, they had a very strong sense of right and wrong. And they belong to a generation, which I think was typical in the early 20th century in the United States, that a generation that believed privilege entailed responsibility, and that you stepped forward without being asked if you saw a terrible wrong being committed. They weren't all fired up for patriotic reasons. Some were just wanted to be hotshot fighter pilots. But the majority of them were pretty committed to fighting Nazism, fighting fascism.
And Diantha Parker, before the U.S. entered World War II, after Pearl Harbor, your grandfather was killed. You have some of his letters.
I do.
What read us a passage that sort of strikes you particularly as him speaking across the generations.
Well, we have my grandmother saved every letter that my grandfather ever wrote, and my father and uncle, too, when they were fighting. And this one, I have two from August of 1941, and this particular one is, I think, the last one before he was killed in October, so that's quite a stretch. And it's written in pencil, and it's, you know, it's kind of dashed off. And he says, "Wish I could tell you where I've been and done and what I've seen. All I can say is that at long last, I'm doing exactly what I was made for and what I have always wanted, doing what has to be done and all we're fit for anymore, and absolutely fit, tired, and happy."
Such a sense of sadness in hearing that, but such a sense of envy to feel that you're doing something so right. Have you ever experienced that in your life, Diantha?
Not in this way. I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, I really love what I do. I'm a journalist, and I feel like I definitely want to do that. But I've never put my life on the line for something in this way. And also, you know, he was the one who was 51. He lied about his age and said he was 40.
Perhaps the first American killed in World War II.
Among them.
Do these veterans get their due, Eric Dietrich Berryman, in the sort
well,
of American significance?
I'm not sure what you mean by due. From sleuthing around their lives after the war, they did extremely well, and they were recognized. Their service was recognized as, of course, equal to anyone else's service. I think they were also eligible for the GI Bill. At least one officer said he went back to Harvard on the GI Bill, and based on his British service in World War II.
Eric Dietrich Berryman chronicles the journey of 22 men in his book, Passport Not Required. Thanks for joining us, and also thanks to Diantha Parker, the granddaughter of an American Royal Navy officer.